Mini-episode 1941 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1941 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our 2026 fantasy football preview show. Here's our advice in several different areas excerpted from Fantasy Football Draftology 2026, available on the main page at fantasydrafthelp.com. We'll start with our overview of the major positions. While the top tier at running back is very similar to 2025, it's somewhat deeper at the second, third, and fifth tiers. The fourth tier is actually even with 2025. Our advice in 2024 and 2025 was to try to get two running backs in the first three rounds, all things being equal, that is, assuming that the position hadn't been picked over too thoroughly to do that. That shouldn't be necessary this year, but waiting past the fourth round to get two running backs could be risky. We projected a year ago that overall depth at the position would improve as teams trended more towards valuing high-level running back production again, and that has indeed been the case. Wide receiver depth is narrowly thinner on the top tier, narrowly deeper on the second, narrowly thinner on the third, deeper on the fourth, thinner on the fifth, and far deeper on the sixth. Prioritizing running back talent earlier and wide receiver depth later remains a constant from the last 2 years. The top two tiers at tight end are both narrowly deeper than in 2025, but as with last year, Brock Bowers and Trey McBride are the clear-cut top two, and they actually have late first-round value. With the talented influx of players at this position in recent drafts, it is likely that others could ascend to their level this year, and picking one who does could yield the kind of amazing value that could help greatly in winning your league. The top tier at quarterback is narrowly deeper than in 2025, and the second tier is decently deeper. The third tier, like last year, goes down to an incredible 28. So, like last year, if you somehow get shut out of appropriate value in the top two spots, but this year you really shouldn't, then you might want to consider playing the numbers game and coming away with four quarterbacks. Consider that doing so a year ago could have landed you Sam Darnold or Drake May. Let's move on to the most notable players at individual positions, starting with the overvalued players of 2026. Quarterback, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels. Running back, Aaron Jones, Jalen Warren, J.K. Dobbins, Rico Dowdle, R.J. Harvey. Wide receiver, Drake London. Tight end, Brandon Strange, Dalton Kincaid, George Kittle, Isaiah Likely, Mark Andrews, and T.J. Hockenson. Here's the undervalued players. Quarterback, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, Jordan Love, and Justin Herbert. Running back, Chris Rodriguez Jr., Jadarian Price, and Kyle Monongai. Wide receiver, Carnell Tate, Jameson Williams, Mekhi Lemon, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Roma Dunsey. Tight end, Dalton Schultz, Juwan Johnson, and Kenyon Sadiq. Here's our list of sleepers. Quarterback, Cam Ward. Running back, Blake Corum. Wide receiver, Jordan Addison. Tight end, David Njoku. Here's our projected breakthroughs. Quarterback, Malik Willis. Running back, Jonathan Brooks. Wide receiver, Matthew Golden. Tight end, Tucker Kraft. And here's our wild card players. The ones where there is the widest disparity in terms of projected value this year. These players could go either much higher or much lower than you might expect this season. Quarterback, Bo Nix. Running back, Christian McCaffrey. Wide receiver, Alec Pierce, Christian Watson, and Michael Pittman. Tight end, Isaiah Likely. We close with our top 25 players overall for this season. 1, Ja'Marr Chase. 2, Puka Nacua. 3, Jackson Smith and Jigba. 4, Jahmyr Gibbs. 5, Bijan Robinson. 6, Amon-Ra St. Brown. 7, Justin Jefferson. 8, Jonathan Taylor. 9, CeeDee Lamb. 10, James Cook. 11, Brock Bowers. 12, Trey McBride. 13, George Pickens. 14, Saquon Barkley. 15, Christian McCaffrey. 16, Ashton Gentry. 17, Josh Jacobs. 18, Jeremiah Love. 19, Malik Nabers. 20, A.J. Brown. 21, Nico Collins. 22, Chris Olave. 23, Josh Allen. 24, Rashee Rice. And 25, Drake London. Once again, for more of this content about the 2026 fantasy football season, as well as non-fantasy coverage of this year's pro and college football scenes, check out Fantasy Football Draftology 2026, available on the main page at fantasydrafthelp.com. Thank you very much for checking out this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.